Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, a weekly exploration is underway now, courtesy of all the people that are associated with my various programs, the DJB Experience, Good Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have here on the dais, I don't know what the origin of that word is, Victoria, do you know? Victoria Keelan, ladies and gentlemen. What's the origin of the term dais?
Well, if I had to guess, I would say it would probably be Greco-Roman, right? Something about like some sort of
God. It's a reference to God, deus, or day.
It's not.
Latin.
It's a meh.
D-E-U-S, I think. Anyway.
It's Latin and Old French, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, and? It started as Latin is the discuss, Old French is the D, and then you get the dais, which is Middle English.
Good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jennifer Horn, who's here with us to discuss the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine for this week, ending on the 24th. The top stories, let's just go through them. I did this earlier. With Victoria being the big voice announcer, it didn't work too well, so maybe I'll just move quickly through them myself.
Everybody's a critic, right? I know.
Horrible. March Madness is number 10. So if we take that aside, just looking at the rankings, college basketball. Now, this program airs all through the weekend, so the status as of the moment will change as more games are played. Is this the biggest weekend of activity, and most of the teams are the teams is going to really get narrowed down this weekend?
I think we're in Elite Eight territory, right?
Say it again?
We're in Elite Eight territory now.
Ah, okay. So Villanova is number one at the moment. Gonzaga is the number two, according to the AP poll I'm looking at. Kansas 3, Arizona 4, and North Carolina 5. Does that make sense?
I think some of those games have changed from Friday night and Saturday night's games, but
Right. So anyway, but there's lots of interest, and I think what I'm doing when I say I find there not to be too much attention being paid in comparison to years past, that's probably my own bias because I don't really give a damn.
Right.
And so under the circumstances, I should probably move on to number 9, which Jennifer, I think, thinking is the most important story of the week. Tom Brady's jersey was found.
Everyone can sleep now.
Is this awesome?
He's really having problems.
Awesome in what way? Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen, is also with us on the program. Why is this awesome?
Just the fact that they found these things in Mexico and a reporter stole them out of it. It's just they snuck their way across the border.
It was pretty easy to follow once you looked at the video.
Right.
Right? I mean, why do they need the Texas Rangers and the FBI in on it?
Had to take him about 10 seconds to look at this guy and realize that he was at all three of the games that had missing items. I just didn't realize that there was a missing jersey from 2015, a missing helmet from 2016. I mean, this guy's a serial thief. It's horrible.
You know what I really think is funny about it, though? The fact that the FBI really doesn't have anything better to do than to find Tom Brady's jerseys.
That's exactly it.
This is the top of your list?
With all of the stuff going on everywhere, terrorism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. It sort of reminds me of the time when John, Bush, attorney general from
Ashcroft
from Minnesota, he sent the day after the attack on September 11th, he sent 30 FBI agents to Washington State to shut down the sale of marijuana. I mean, that's the kind of stupidity you got in people that are in some of these leadership positions. I'm not sure that. So although I'm beginning to change my mind, I have been pretty critical about the person that was the choice for Secretary of Agriculture. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I was not impressed with former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, who this week has been in for confirmation hearings. But listening to him, he apparently has changed somewhat to the point where the union that I belong to, the National Farmers Union, is supporting him. And at first they thought, and I was following sort of their lead, and they didn't think much of this guy. But now they've studied him, and he's become a strong advocate for agriculture. And it looks like a lot of people want to get him confirmed. So that, along with the number two item, jumping around a little bit here on the list, the Gorsuch hearings. Is that how he pronounces his name? It's Gorsuch, right?
Gorsuch, yes. Yeah.
Or is it Gorsuch? Gorsuch.
Such.
Gorsuch.
Right. Who, I think, presented himself quite well. Whether you agree or disagree with him, he seems cool, calm, collected, measured, everything that you want in a Supreme Court justice, even if you don't agree with all his points of view, right? And he had a
couple I have a Gorsuch crush a little bit. I mean, he answered every question perfectly. He seems like he really loves his wife. His family seems important to him. He seems very humble. Yeah. I mean,
very straight-laced.
Yeah, he seems kind of cool.
I can't get away from the fact that he kind of looks like a very serious Tom Bergeron.
Is there, that is, you know, he does look like Tom Bergeron. He's a little grayer.
Just like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Bergeron's got that goofy look, you know, he's always kind of goofing around.
Yeah. Well, imagine Gorsuch on Dancing with the Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch.
That would be it.
Dancing. Let's see, who would be a good partner for him?
Charo.
Charo.
There you go. All right. So anyway, so much for the Gorsuch. The two issues that they were trying to trip up on, they couldn't, were Roe v. Wade. And what was the other one? Now it's gone out of my mind.
It was workers' rights and Roe v. Wade that they were really giving him a hard time on. But the Democrats said this week, Chuck Schumer said that he's going to try to filibuster. So even when you have a really qualified candidate, and this is the problem with politics, is that when you start making everything political, people start to take you less seriously. And I can't understand what the good reason
didn't
would
Schumer
be to block
him. Vote for him when he went to...
Yeah, they all did. It was an anonymous... Yes, it was a unanimous vote.
Yeah. Best question of the week was from Senator Ben Sasse when he said, my wife just texted me and she wants to know how you can go so long without having to pee.
I was also telling him about Ben Sasse interacting with him when he accidentally, like, his tongue got too big for his mouth and he said John Hancock signed Bigley or something. and Ben Sasse was laughing. He goes, did you just say Bigley? You owe me $5.
Yeah, there you go. If you're hiring, there's a great place for you to post your job to find the best candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com. You want to find the perfect hire? ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all the top job sites, and there are a couple of hundred of them. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. They use all the social networks as well. You get to these job sites just one click, and one click only. What does that remind you of, Richie?
One click. And one click only.
One click only to ZipRecruiter.com to find any candidate for any industry, for any job in any city. You'll find qualified candidates rolling in to ZipRecruiter. And let me give you the whole address here so you can use it free. We've got that arranged for you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right? Post your jobs on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the deal. Try it. See if you like it. You will. So you'll keep going back and using it. I know that. And you'll know it, too, after you experience it. So if you're looking for somebody right this minute, right now, right here, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get to work on your new employee. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning. Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of roo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's see. We got 17 after the hour here. Hi to the folks listening to the program in Austin and up in Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville. How do you do? How do you do? Providence, Greensboro, Norfolk, down in the Palm Beaches, Jacksonville, Hartford, Memphis. Hooray for you. Okay, let's get back to the stories. We're sort of going back and forth here, mostly because a couple of these stories that are on the list this week, I just don't want to talk about, frankly. One of them is number 8, the Chicago Facebook gang rape. Giving any time to that whatsoever. Number 6, the Maryland high school rape case. It doesn't warrant any focus or time. And if you haven't heard about it, to the better for you. Although a lot of people... See, what happens here, this is a survey done by Talkers Magazine of the News Talk radio stations that are doing serious issues and the program hosts. And so what they're getting is a sense of what people have put together in their basket over the week. And this is easy to talk about because we all know how horrible rape cases. We've talked about these guys in colleges that get preferential treatment because they're football players and they're raping women all over the place, and there's no consequence at all. So now these kids see that going on.
It's an illegal, though. I mean, that's what it
was. There's a story here.
Is that if there's a lot of stories here, and it's in Rich's area, is that these 17 and 18-year-olds were in the same grade with the 14-year-old, but because their language skills were not up to snuff, they were in this lower grade. And then you have the Maryland school, or you have the Montgomery County School District, who is essentially protecting these two
students. It's a sanctuary county.
Yeah, not releasing information on them, not really assisting in the investigation into this. As this is all going on, Maryland is trying to become a sanctuary state. It's so bizarre, the timing. You would think they would put that off.
And the other thing I learned here, my wife works as a liaison to the Latin community for Fairfax County Schools, which is right across the river in Virginia from Montgomery County.
Right.
And one of the things I didn't know is we have in Virginia schools just for older Latino kids who didn't get an education, who come here and need an education. So they don't go to the public schools. We have schools staffed and built just to take care of these kids. And I'm like, wow, what does that cost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are really in trouble, our country. And that's one of the reasons that Trump got elected, because people are fed up with this stuff, whether they'll get a real relief from it or not, because all of these various cities and states are trying to become sanctuary cities. To what avail? To what end? For what reason? You can say, well, because they're humanitarians. You know, at what point, there are these things that are happening, the individual problems with illegals, the guy that, last week, the week before, lost his fiance to a drunk guy who'd been deported 5 times. How is that right? How is that fair? How is it justice? 21 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the talk world.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a party discussing what's going on. It's a conversational party, I think. I'm Doug Steffen with other members of my posse. Richie used to call it the gang. We have Victoria Keelan here, Rich McFadden, talking about the issues of the week according to the charts that are published at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are going on in the industry. But our job here is to talk about some of the issues and not the other items. We'll leave that to Michael Harrison when he joins us in conversation later on. Number five this week on the story list, the situation in London. I don't know what the number is now. I think, Victoria, 8, 9 people have been arrested across the UK, and there'll be more probably over the weekend.
Yeah.
What happened in Parliament? 3 people dead, 29 hospitalized. This guy
fourth
came
has died now.
Birmingham was a 4 people, yeah.
Yeah.
He started his life in London and then converted, and the people at Daesh are taking credit for it. 7 pedestrians in critical condition. This guy was a British citizen too, by the way.
Right.
And the Scotland Yard said that he had been under surveillance for questions about being connected to Islamic terrorism for some time. So he drove his car across that bridge, ran over everybody in his path, crashed the car, and stabbed a police officer before he was killed. You look at the things that have been said by various people like Theresa May, who's the Prime Minister and the Queen and all this other stuff. It just is another testament to the craziness of the time we live in.
Here's the thing. At this point in time, all of these nuts who decide to go on these kind of missions know how it's going to end.
Yeah, for
they
them.
Know they're going to eat it in the end.
Yep.
And yet you still get these lone wolves. And who are they arresting? I mean, you know, this guy
people
is just...
People are associated with him, but he... I think
who's associated with him? He's a lone wolf, you know?
So let's just pursue this thinking a little bit further.
So how do you stop that?
Well, you don't really. Look at the, you know, unless you arrest, how many people are you going to put in jail? Or try to keep them in Guantanamo or whatever, unless they're really, if they have shown that they have done things. This guy hadn't really done anything. He'd been in trouble a couple of times for minor infractions.
Yeah, minor stuff.
They were watching him as a person of interest, but, you know, how many people are they watching? Thousands.
And that's what the feds say that ISIS is trying to reach, is these petty criminals who really have no life and trying to convert them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So now let's push this thinking one step ahead. Whether you realize it or not, there have been, over the past month and a half, 140-some-odd bomb threats against temples all across the country. No matter where in the country, even the town in Framingham where I live, the Jewish temple here was threatened by what turns out to be a U.S. citizen born in Israel. So he has both an Israeli passport.
Oh, I thought he was an Israeli citizen.
An American passport. He has dual citizenship.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. He was arrested in Israel on suspicion of carrying out these bomb threats. And so you got to wonder, this guy's only 19 years old. He hid using technology. He knows how to, at this point in his life, you know, it's almost like a movie or a TV show, bouncing off his phone off of this cell tower and that cell tower and hiding his IP address and all that other stuff. But leave it to the Israelis, man. They worked with the FBI, and they can find, they're very good. Their technology is very good. So anyway, the Israeli police have not identified the motive for why would somebody who's Jewish, that would be the question. Right? Isn't that the obvious question? Why is somebody Jewish?
Well, one of two things. You're trying to get the police to focus on a group that you hate because they're obviously not going to suspect that a young Jewish kid is doing it.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to create some kind of a racial tension, race war.
28 past the hour here.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The fabric of America, the conversations people are having on their, or listening to, or that they're having, I suppose, the reflection that we do here. Folks associated with my various enterprises, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, both fine representatives of the fabric of America in terms of conversation.
Well, thank you.
They have a different point of view, at least as far as politics is concerned. But yeah, we sort of get down to a consensus. And I thought maybe we ought to, as we're looking at the stories this week and some of the people that have been part of discussions on the straightforward news talk stations, we're here to evaluate what's on the talkers list that you can find at talkers.com for the 10 important stories and people that are on the list this week. So, as usual, Donald Trump is number one. And there are lots of things each week since we've dealt with the Trump reality that show a different side of him. There was an interview that was published late in the week, the president defending and doubling down, in fact, on a lot of the things that he has repeated since the campaign. One of the things he said, for whatever the reason, I don't know why this came up, went back to attacking Ted Cruz's father, saying he was somehow involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Did he just find out about that rumor? I mean, we all knew about that last year.
He first asserted it last year.
He asserted it. I'm just saying he went back to it this week.
That's so crazy.
By saying this is somehow or other. The National Enquirer got a hold of it and a number of other things, accusing him of peddling hoaxes and conspiracies. There's another Ted Cruz article that referred to another story in another magazine about Ted Cruz being not a friend of Lee Harvey Oswald, but having breakfast at one point in time or another. I don't know how all that is.
Wow. I mean, if that... That's a pretty horrible accusation.
Well, I mean, what it gets down to is this ongoing conversation.
Doesn't he have better things to do?
About fake news. And what really is the reason? I think there's a philosophical conversation here, whether it's about stuff that is coming or not coming out of Trump's mouth or other people's mouths. There's a lot of stuff. You look at the 24-hour television channels that are doing news. There's just a lot of crap.
What was the was it Ike?
Napolitano? No, go ahead.
No, one of the famous political conversations back in the late 50s, early 60s, where they wanted his press secretary to release a story about his opponent having some kind of crazy sex thing or whatever like that. And the press secretary said, nobody will ever believe it. And the president or the candidate said, it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend 3 weeks defending himself.
That happened with Jack Anderson of the Hollywood, the Washington merry-go-round, the columnist. Ran a story about Thomas Eagleton, who was a senator at the time running for the vice presidency I think it was LBJ's second term. It may have been.
It was LBJ that did this, by the way. Yeah.
LBJ, yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. But so the Anderson thing about Eagleton, though, was the same sort of thing. He claimed that, and it was actually right. What he printed was right, but what it did was destroy this guy's career because he alluded to the fact that Eagleton had been to see a psychiatrist, had been under treatment for stress or some kind of mania for years and years and years, and Anderson published it, and it ruined his career. He was done. And so you get into things like that, and Eagleton had been a pretty productive senator, and most people liked him. And so Jack realized after the fact, he and I became friends during the last 10, 12 years of his service. And he said to me once that it was, I don't know why, I may have had him on the air asking him what his biggest regret was. He said, for basically ruining Eagleton's career. What he said about him, even though it was true, it wasn't necessary. It's like a lot of other things
right. That
we learn about these people. What the hell difference does it make?
That's what color underwear they wear. Is that they will use information to distract and destroy.
Yeah. And so with all of that, Richie, the fake news business has there's an interesting overview in a couple of newspapers putting the information together. How Americans, there's a new study called Who Shared It? How Americans Decide What News to Trust on Social Media. There's a group of researchers that show an alarming sort of force that looks like it makes us think that Americans ignore the source of a claim. But if they see it in print, then they believe it. And that goes back to if you tell people, and this is P.T. Barnum believed this and was excellent in the circus at telling people things that they wanted to believe even though they weren't true. Like, you know, there was really a woman who had a beard or something like that. And this way to the egress. Well, this is just the modern day, this is the modern way of dealing with that stuff. Fake news, what's credible, that sort of thing. The Associated Press teaming up with the American Press Institute to research all of this stuff. 1,400 Americans were part of the survey, and the people who participated were presented with a Facebook social media post, well, kind of a Facebook post. The article was headlined, "Don't Let the Scale Fool You, Why You Could Still Be at Risk for Diabetes," as well as the text of an article itself. After they read the article, the respondents answered a number of questions about whether the article got the facts right, expressed diverse points of view, was entertaining, or contained easy-to-find and trustworthy information, and then revealed how likely they were to share it. The finding here that's most important for everybody to listen to is that, I'm reading this verbatim from the study, people who see an article from a trusted sharer and one written by an unknown media source have more trust in the information and people who see the same article from a reputable media source shared by a person they don't trust. So if you trust somebody, if Richie or Victoria sent me something that was supposedly from some source, I'd believe it because I trust them.
Right.
When, in fact, they could be...
We could have made it up or it could have come from a totally fake news source.
Right. Yeah. And that's sort of what the basis is to all of this concern that people have, justifiably so, as to where you get your news and information. It really bothers me when people say they get all their news from listening to talk radio shows. There may be some trinkets in there that are newsworthy, but remember, these people get paid to express their opinion, these ladies and gentlemen, and to get you stirred up, not to tell you what is actually going on.
Well, you can't trust any one source for anything.
Right.
No, but how do you know what the right sources are even to check, Richie?
But see, this is exactly the problem
with
Facebook.
You have to read five sources and then make your own mind up of what the truth is. You know, if you see the same info in three sources of your five, then you're like, okay, now I'm getting somewhere closer to the truth. But in the end, you have to decide whether that source or whether that piece of information that you saw in three of your five sources, does that make sense to you? Right. Or is it true?
So let's carry this one step further. It's very interesting. This past week, a number of big advertisers were saying that they will not advertise anymore on YouTube, Google, Facebook, because these websites are not doing enough to prevent offensive material, hate speech, fake news, that sort of stuff, from being a part of what is being spewed around. I thought that was very interesting. Don't you think that is?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got Chevrolet ad running up next to somebody who's, you know, anti-Semitic and, and some YouTube, some ranting crazy YouTube video where some guy is saying, you have to, you know, whatever to these people.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, 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 how do we control this? I don't want to be next to that ad, next to that video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can't control it yet. So until they can.
Well, it's and then there's another pejorative to that. Let's say there's a story about Scientology, which is drubbed by people far and wide. And it may be true, but yet nobody wants to be next to anything that has a connection to Scientology for whatever the reason, mostly because the news media has done such a job on it. Whether do they deserve it? I think there are a lot of strange things going on in Scientology, but whether you're getting the straight story. I saw a movie last week about Scientology produced by a Brit. It was fascinating. Whether it's all true or not, I felt uncomfortable about some of it, just thinking that it was easy to take a shot at Scientology because it's Scientology.
Is that nothing? The BBC journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was featured on the Leah Remini series as well. I think the reason, and maybe he talks about it in the documentary, but the reason that he's been so compelled to go after Scientology, he was just doing a regular report for whatever newspaper he was working for. And they targeted him.
Yeah.
And
they
have tactics that are, I mean, you would really be surprised that they're legal.
Yeah.
So, from everything that I've learned from watching a lot of Scientology type stuff and people who were in the church, I can't even believe it's still allowed.
I think that there are philosophically a lot of things that come out of Scientology that are good. But then what goes beyond the message are the crazy, this guy that runs it is got to be out of his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the people that are his lieutenants are, you know, they're scared for their lives often because this guy is so crazy. So that taints everything else that comes out of there that might be good. That's just human nature, I think, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
I don't know. The more stuff I've read about L. Ron Hubbard, I mean, he was just a whack job. So I don't really know.
He was just a whack job.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're bad. A lot of people think I'm a whack job. I'm not a bad guy.
No, Doug, this guy was like he kidnapped his own child. I mean, this guy he was not a good person.
Nobody's arguing that he was a good guy.
You and L. Ron Hubbard are actually very much alike.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
I would never say that.
Different species of animals come from different planets. And
the Church of Dudley.
Yeah.
Dudleyology. How about that? We'll start a new religion. For those of you who don't know, my given name is Dudley. Dudleyology, yes, in the focus.
Coming to a church near you.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of March 20th through the 24th. Top 10 stories of the week. So you have them in your head. Sometimes we don't review them, or we review them once or twice. So in order, at number 10, continuing focus on the basketball season for college, March Madness, number 10. Number 9, the fact that Tom Brady's jersey was recovered on the minds of lots of people doing news talk radio. The Chicago Facebook gang rape at number 8. What an outrage, man. This critic of Mr. Putin, Denis Voronikov, if that's how he pronounces his name, thank you, at number 7. Another outrage, the high school rape case in Maryland, number 6. Terror attack in London, 5. the Russian investigation into Paul Manafort, number 4, the wiretapping accusations, 3, Gorsuch confirmation, 2, and the health care bill, number 1.
46 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, 2 built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores. Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Occasionally, people find antiquated laws still on the books, and we chuckle about how pointless some of them sound. In Denver, for instance, it is illegal to lend your vacuum cleaner to a neighbor. Can you imagine? You might think such laws were always passed for some reason somebody thought wise at the time. But in fact, many of them seem silly now because they were silly then. The vacuum cleaner law had nothing to do with any public health or safety issue. It was an attempt to make everyone buy their own vacuum cleaners, a result of lobbying by the stores that sold them. If they looked through the lens of liberty first, wouldn't they see that promoting the products of private businesses is not the government's job?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
All right. As far as people are concerned from the chart this week, here's a list of the top 10 folks in terms of focus and discussion. Tom Brady at number 10. Number 9, a name you never heard of before, Dennis Voronikov. And you probably won't hear about him again because he's no longer with us. Sean Spicer, the press secretary, number 8. Paul Ryan, the speaker, number 7. Pukin Putin, number 6. Devin Nunes, number 5. Paul Manafort is 4. Pretty interesting story about him and his activities as an electioneer, an advisor. Barack Obama, number 3. Neil Gorsuch, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I think a lot of focus on Barack Obama is misplaced or out of order. I think it's just a lot of finger pointing. I think he's probably happy his name is still out there so he can sell his book when he gets it done. Doug Steffen on the countdown.
Here's something has nothing to do with the countdown, but maybe it'll be fun for you. We've established a special telephone line, and we've asked people this week to start calling in. The number is 800-282-2333. There is a question each week that has to do with something that's going on in the world. The question we asked this week, do you believe that you'll be better off in 2017 than you were 2016? So, Richie, you can call 800-282-2333 and answer the question yes or no. You press 1 for yes and 2 for no. And then there are other things that happen once you have voted. But there are a lot of people, thousands of people, actually, who have done that this week. You can, and it'll tell you when you answer, push the button, whether you're with the majority or the minority of people who have called in ahead of you. So in terms of any good conversation on a program like this, a lot of folks are focused on whether the benefits of what's going on politically are going to boil down to them. So if you're better off, you think, this year than you were last year, 1 for yes, 2 for no, 800-282-2333 at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly,
Tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how. Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time at week's end to review with Victoria Keelan the top five stories. So I get the... We turn the tables now. I get to be the big voice announcer as we go through the top items from the world of technology, starting at number five and a focus on Netflix. Victoria?
Well, nothing kills a good binge-watching session like a painfully long intro. Looking at you, House of Cards. So, Netflix has had enough of the complaints from people, and now they are introducing a button called Skip Intro. And so, that way, you don't, if you're watching numerous shows time after time, then you don't have to keep going through the long recaps each time. And apparently, this is something that has really been one of the biggest complaints that Netflix has ever had registered. I haven't had this issue myself with any shows, really, but apparently this is something that has really bothered people. And so they're very, Netflix is very happy to get everybody off their back, and now you can skip the intro. The other thing that Netflix is doing, they've announced that they've replaced their five-star rating system with a thumbs up or thumbs down. So it's more like Pandora and YouTube. So if you like something or you don't like something, instead of giving it different stars, you just give it thumbs up or thumbs down. And it turns out when they tested that rating system with thousands of users throughout 2016, it turned out that they had a 200% more participation and responses than the five-star rating system. So Netflix is really listening to their customers, which is good to hear.
Number four on our list of the top five.
A really scary ATM scam started in the UK, and over the week it's been reported across the five boroughs in New York City and also out in California. So what happened is people are now being photographed while they're at an ATM, and there are these extremely tiny microscopic cameras that have been installed on these ATMs so that they already have a skimmer. So when you put your card in, they already have your card number. And now with the camera angle, they're finding that they're actually filming people putting in their PIN. So now they have everything they need to access all of your money in your account. So it's one of the things that police everywhere are saying. Make sure every time you input your PIN that you cover your hand so either people behind you aren't watching or the camera can't see you. And always inspect an ATM before you use it. Make sure you don't see any visible signs of tampering or scratches or anything that looks like someone was trying to break into or, alter the ATM in some way. So it's frightening, but you have to just be hypervigilant.
Thank you very much, technology. The scam of the hour, the scam of the minute, scam of the day. Number three on our list of the top five from this week's technology sector.
Last November, Instagram introduced a new live component to Stories, which, like Facebook Live, who Facebook is the parent company of Instagram, it lets you record and broadcast in real time. This has been a huge hit for Instagram users. Everyone really likes it. It's actually starting to rival the number of Facebook Live posts. But now the Instagram has updated that feature, and now you can actually save the videos just like on Facebook. When you do a Facebook Live, the post doesn't go away after 24 hours. It was disappearing on Instagram. Now they're altering that. So you can save it. You can share that video to other social media platforms. You can tweet it. You can do whatever you want. Or just save it for the memories if you did a really great live video. So that's making users very happy as well.
All right, number two, Willie Nelson's not dead, and tablets aren't either.
Tablets aren't dead yet, but they are certainly dying off if you look at the latest statistics. The iPad is still number one in the tablet category, but it's dropped from 16 million tablets to 13 million by the end of last December. So that's not great. That's a 19% drop-off. And Samsung is number two. They've also showed a decline in all tablet sales across the board.
What's replacing them? I like my iPad. What are people using in addition?
People are, better phones. People have better iPhones.
The iPhone is so small. What do you see?
Well, the iPhone 6 Plus and 7 Plus are larger. They're like the size almost of an iPad mini. So people are just using their phones or they're using their laptops. So iPads and tablets in general, they're kind of not serving a unique purpose anymore. They were when they first hit the market, but not really so much anymore. So overall, tablet sales are down 9%.
Number one this week in the tech story department.
Apple surprised everybody. They were going to make an announcement about the iPad Pro, the new iPad Pro, but they didn't. And instead, they announced a cheaper replacement for the iPad Air 2. And so now it has a new 9.7-inch screen. It has the same color options. The rose gold, which is so popular, is still only available in the iPad Pro. But they have a new faster chip. The camera remains the same, but the price came down. It's a 32-gig Wi-Fi model. Will cost $329. And the 32-gig Wi-Fi with cellular will be $459. And you can start pre-ordering them. Actually, they're on pre-order already right now, and they'll deliver next week.
There's the story. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for the top five tech stories of the week here, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8162. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.